It's a Tuesday, around 5 o'clock in the evening. I'm looking at my computer at all my new students in my online classroom. And it's a pretty small group, so I can see them clearly, except one woman. Her computer camera is hiding half of her face. I can only see one side. It's almost like she's hiding from me. And then I ask her name. I see her panic. I see her eye get very wide, and I see her face start to get red. She speaks so quietly that I can't hear her, and I have to ask, "I'm sorry, could you say that again?" As we continue, I find out that Laura moved from her home country to Boston in the United States 7 years ago. She's an accountant. Not just an accountant, a great accountant in an American company. She just got a big promotion. There's just one problem. Laura can't speak English. Well, I shouldn't say that. Laura can speak English. She's been learning for years. The problem is, all the knowledge that she has in her brain doesn't come out of her mouth the moment she wants to speak. She gets so nervous that she forgets everything. She just freezes. She's too nervous about making a mistake, about her accent, or being judged. In this new position that she was promoted to, she was responsible for giving a financial update every month in front of the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer, the chief marketing officer, and so on. But Laura could not say what she wanted to say in English. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Do you understand exactly how Laura was feeling? I'll tell you more about Laura's story in a moment, but first, just in case you don't know, I'm Anne-Marie, the founder of Speak Confident English, and I want to welcome you to this in-depth training on how to get the confidence to say what you want in English, a three-step solution to clarity, fluency, and freedom. My guess is you've probably found me through my Confident English lessons, which I share on my Speak Confident English website and on my YouTube channel. Or maybe someone you trust told you about me. However you found me, however you arrived here today, I'm glad that you're here. Everything I do at Speak Confident English and everything I'll share with you in this training today is designed to help you get the confidence you want for your life and work in English, no matter how shy, stuck, or nervous you feel right now. On top of that, I work to develop practical strategies to make progress in your English confidence and fluency, strategies that are effective and time efficient, so you can make progress no matter how busy you might be. The technique I'm going to share with you today is just that. It's effective and time efficient, so you can do it from anywhere and make lasting progress in your accuracy, your confidence, and your English fluency. Now, I know a part of you might doubt everything I've just said. If you've been studying English for years and you're not finding success in moving forward, it can be difficult to believe that statement that something is possible, but I want you to continue with me. And if you enjoy this training, I also encourage you to visit my Speak Confident English website, where you'll find hundreds of free lessons from me. All of my lessons focus on four major categories. Number one, becoming a confident English speaker. Number two, developing fluency and clarity. Number three, developing your accuracy and moving your level in English forward through targeted grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation. And finally, number four, developing effective communication skills, both in your personal life and your professional life. That includes how to lead a team in English, how to do a job interview, how to be assertive or engage in small talk, and so much more. But I want to get back to you and why you're here today. My guess is that if you've downloaded this training, you're struggling to feel comfortable or confident in speaking English, just like my student, Laura. Maybe you had a conversation today that didn't go well and you're feeling discouraged, or you're tired of trying so hard to get it right in English, and you're tired of it not working. Like many of my students, I'm sure that you've been studying English for years, and you've been doing all the right things, attending English classes, hiring private teachers, using Rosetta Stone, downloading apps on your phone, memorizing vocabulary, watching YouTube videos, listening to podcasts, practicing with AI chatbots. Again, you're doing all the right things, but nothing seems to be working. You're still shy, nervous, worried, maybe even embarrassed every time you try to speak English. So perhaps you choose to stay silent instead. And I want you to know, I get it. If you've been following my lessons on YouTube for a while, then you know I had a similar experience in my own second language. And again, as you watch this, you might have just a little bit of doubt in your mind, asking yourself, why am I here? Is this really worth my time? Is this going to work for me? Those questions are valid and important questions. I also understand why you're trying one more time. Because if you don't, it means giving up on something that you really want or need in your life. It might be to get a better job, to get a promotion in your company, or to finally feel comfortable and be recognized for sharing ideas in business meetings with others. Maybe you just want to finally feel comfortable chatting with your coworkers, having fun in conversation, and developing relationships with them. Perhaps you have a strong, quiet wish to have friends where you live, friends with coworkers, friends with your neighbors, friends with other parents where your kids go to school. You want to feel comfortable and you want to feel connected to the community where you live and where you use English. Those goals matter. And I want you to know one very important thing. You are 100% capable of developing lasting confidence and fluency in your English. Again, no matter how shy, stuck, or nervous you feel. Let me say that one more time because it's so important. You are 100% capable of English confidence and fluency. I know that because this is what I do. This is what I do every single day. I work with women and men from around the world who have those same struggles, those same feelings. Professionals who are desperate to share their ideas and their expertise with others and to do it with clarity. Team leaders who want to lead with confidence and engage their coworkers. Parents who want to talk with teachers and other parents where their kids go to school. And families who want to build a new life in a new country and stop feeling lonely. These are the men and women I work with, women like Laura. Let me finish her story, and then we're going to get into this technique I want to share with you today. It was another Tuesday at 5 p.m., the time of our usual class, and it was 3 weeks later, 3 weeks after that first time that I met Laura. When I saw her on my computer screen that day, she was smiling, like really, really smiling. As I told you, with this new promotion, she had to present financial data in a monthly meeting to senior leaders at her company. And that day, on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, she had done her presentation, 3 weeks after she started to learn with me. She was nervous, but she also knew how to control that anxiety. She knew how to calm down, how to think more clearly in English, how to organize her ideas, and be ready to speak. She also knew how to communicate in English with clarity and fluency. At the end of the meeting, her boss, the CFO, came up and said, "Great job today, Laura, that was excellent." And then the chief marketing officer stopped her in the hallway and said, "I don't know what was different, but everything in your financial data review was so clear today." It took Laura 3 weeks. When you combine the right strategies with consistent practice, progress happens. And it's not just Laura. It's also Karina, a student of mine who lives in Texas, a mom who spoke with her daughter's teacher for the first time without a translator after living in the United States for more than 10 years. It's Anna Maria, a human rights lawyer, who got the confidence she needed to apply for and do a job interview in English, and she got her dream job. It's Nicholas, a doctor in Brazil, who loves studying English as a hobby and finally fulfilled his dream to travel to the United States. And it's Luda, a new immigrant to Canada, who said she can finally breathe when she speaks English. The anxiety, fear, and shyness you feel in English today can shift to confidence, clarity, and freedom. There's one very important thing I briefly highlighted in talking about Laura: having the right strategies and consistent practice. If you know that gaining confidence and fluency in English isn't something magical, we don't have a magical solution. And if you know that mastery in any skill requires ongoing commitment, effort, and practice, then you are in the right place. Now, when I say all of that, it doesn't mean that it has to be hard. It doesn't mean that it has to take a long time. It doesn't mean that you have to spend hours every day or that it has to be boring. In fact, when you have those right strategies, your practice time can be short but meaningful or effective. It can also be fun and motivating. With the technique I want to share with you today, it can be all of that. It may also be something that is totally new for you. So if you're ready to take action, you're in the right place. Have you ever noticed that when you take action toward a goal that you want to achieve, you feel more motivated to keep going forward? Think about a goal you've had in the past, to get fit or to cut sugar out of your diet, to spend less time on social media, to learn how to play the guitar or make bread. In each case, you had to take an initial action. The first time you took action toward one of those goals, you probably felt a sense of accomplishment, and that led to the motivation to take another step and another. And then you started to notice some progress, which gave you a huge boost in motivation to keep going forward. That's what taking action does. That's what practicing does when you do it right. One of the biggest mistakes I see students make is they create a plan and then they wait for this special motivation to finally implement that plan. But the opposite is what needs to happen. You can make a plan and then you take action. And from action, you gain motivation. You see progress and you keep going. I want you to keep that in mind today as we continue. Now, I'm not going to teach you some grammar hack or some special technique that's going to work like magic, but I am going to share with you my number one confidence and fluency building technique. Not only is this a technique I've used for myself in my own second language, it's also a technique I've used with thousands of students in over 80 countries after more than 25 years of teaching English. So now I want to walk through step by step what my strategy is and how you can practice it, how you can take action. So first I'm going to tell you exactly what these steps are very briefly, then I'll highlight why it's so effective for English confidence and fluency building, and finally I'm going to give you a step-by-step process you can follow today so that you can immediately take action. First, what is it? What is this process? And I'll say it in four very easy words. Prepare, speak, listen, and evaluate. It's simple, right? Just those four words. Prepare, speak, listen, and evaluate. And then repeat. Let's talk a little bit more about why this is so powerful and what all of that really means. When you follow this simple process to briefly prepare what you want to say, and then when you practice speaking it aloud, and when you give yourself the opportunity to go back and listen to yourself, which means when you speak aloud, I want you to record it. And then after listening, when you evaluate, it allows you to start speaking in English the way you think you speak in English. Let me ask you, how often do you think in English and everything's perfect? You're using great vocabulary, you're using an idiom that you learned recently, your grammar structures are perfect, you're using the right verb tenses, and then you open your mouth to speak, and all of that perfect language you had in your mind isn't there. Now you feel stuck or frozen, or you're making mistakes that you know that you shouldn't make. Does that ever happen to you? It definitely happened to me in my second language. Why does this happen? Why can you think in English so well, but you're unable to speak in the same way right now? First, when you think in English, no one is listening to you. There's no pressure. There's no one to judge you. You don't feel as anxious or nervous. But the moment you start to speak in front of others, there's pressure. And your anxiety increases. When you have higher levels of anxiety, it's difficult to think clearly. As a result, words that you want to use are forgotten, and verb tenses get mixed up. When we learn a new skill, whether it's playing the piano, learning to draw or paint, or learn to speak in a new language, our perception, the way that we think we're performing, isn't always a reality. It's not how we actually perform. However, when you record yourself speaking, when you listen to it and go back to evaluate it, this does increase your anxiety level a little bit. Most of us feel uncomfortable recording our voices or watching ourselves on video. This process simulates how you communicate currently in real life, and it also teaches you how to be in control of that anxiety, how to think clearly despite the anxiety, and speak the way that you want to speak. Now, that doesn't happen in one moment, but it does happen with consistent practice. The second reason this four-step process is so effective is it allows you to identify your strengths and your opportunities for improvement. Once you know what those are, you can focus your energy and your efforts on what you really need to practice. I have a lot of students who, before they start learning with me, were wasting so much time practicing the same grammar again and again and again. They thought what they needed was to just practice grammar and to do more exercises, and if they can just do a little bit more, they'll finally feel confident. But they already knew the grammar rules. They didn't need that. What they needed is to learn how to shift that information that was available in their mind into an ability to use it when speaking. Those are very different skills. Once you know what your strengths and opportunities for improvement are, again, you can shift your energy where you need to put it. Now, here's the tricky part of identifying your strengths and opportunities for improvement. When you listen to yourself, you are your harshest critic. You will judge yourself more strongly than other people might judge you. It's really tricky to be objective when listening to yourself, but I want you to try, because the truth is, there are things that you do well in English. Perhaps you have super clear pronunciation, or maybe your vocabulary is really strong, or your grammar structures are right, but it's the vocabulary that you need to improve. There are areas in which you have strengths in English, and there are areas where you could probably improve. It's one of the reasons you're here. This process will help you distinguish those so that you can shift your focus to where you need it the most, the places where you'll have the most impact toward moving forward in your goals of English confidence and fluency. Now, let me take a side note here, because I want to talk a little bit more about evaluating your own speaking. If you listen to yourself speak and you think, I hate all of it, I don't like the way I sound, I make so many mistakes, I can't use the right vocabulary, that perspective is not helpful. And in fact, it will stop you from making progress. Telling yourself that you don't like the way you sound and that you just can't speak, it's just not possible. This leads to feeling hopelessness, and as a result, you're likely to give up. However, if you make just a little shift, it will create a profound difference in how you hear yourself speak and help maintain that motivation to go forward. Here's a little shift. Rather than say, I don't like my voice, I can't do this, here's what I want you to think. I don't like my voice right now, or I don't like my voice in this recording, but I'm practicing and getting better. Or, but I'm practicing and I'm going to do it differently next time. When you make that little shift, you're developing what we call a growth mindset. It's a belief that through consistent effort, you can and you will improve. The third reason I love this four-step process is it allows you to track your progress. Why would you spend time putting in effort and practicing something if you don't know if you're making progress? That's one of the most frustrating things about language. We often don't track our progress. And if we don't think that we're making progress, again, we feel frustrated and we're more likely to give up. This practice gives you a concrete way to know that you're making progress. Here's how you can do that. When you start to implement this strategy, when you record yourself speaking, when you listen to it and evaluate it, you will be tempted to delete it and erase it forever. I totally understand that feeling. And if you delete the first one, I understand. I deleted my first one as well. But I do want you to keep some of your early recordings. My goal for you is that this will be something that you do consistently over time. And if you keep some of those early recordings, over time, you create a record of your progress. Let's say that you start today. You record your first speaking practice today. And then in 1 month, after some consistent practice, you go back and you listen to the one that you do today. You will hear your progress. And that is so exciting. And the fourth reason this strategy is so effective is it will allow you to develop your unique voice in English. Let me ask you, are there English speakers you admire? English speakers that you think sound great when they communicate? If yes, I want you to ask yourself, what exactly do they do well? What do you like about the way they speak? What are the characteristics or qualities of their speech? When you start the process of preparing, speaking, listening, and evaluating, you can start to implement those same qualities, those same characteristics in your speech. You can observe a speaker that you admire, attempt to use a specific quality when you record yourself speaking, then go back and listen to it, evaluate it. How did you do? Are there any adjustments you need to make? And if so, you can do it again and implement those changes, making progress over time. I will tell you, this is the exact strategy I use, not only in my second language, but in my English as well. Although I've been an English teacher for more than 20 years, I have not always been a clear speaker, and I have not always been a confident communicator. That took time. It took practice using exactly this step-by-step strategy I'm sharing with you right now. With all this in mind, I want to walk with you step-by-step through this process, and then I'm going to give you a specific activity that you can do today to take that first action step. There are four things that you need for this process. Number one, you need a smartphone or a computer with a microphone. You also need a timer. You need your voice and you need a topic. Once you have that all in place, the first thing you'll do is review the topic that you're going to speak about or the question you're going to answer. Now, if you're not sure what you should talk about, don't worry, I've got a specific practice activity for you. As you review the topic or question you're going to respond to, you can begin to think through or prepare what you'd like to say. You might, for example, review the question to see what grammar tense is used. You might do a mind map or some kind of vocabulary brainstorming to identify some of the important words you want to use in your practice answer. If you want to, if it's helpful to you, especially at the beginning, you can write all of that down. Then, after you've prepared, I want you to set your timer. I want you to set a timer for 60 seconds. When you're ready to practice, start your timer and then click record on your smartphone or your computer. And I want you to speak for 1 full minute without stopping. Even if you make a mistake, don't stop the recording. Just take a moment to pause, take a breath, and then just keep going. Those mistakes don't matter. Nobody's listening to you. This is just a practice. And as you're speaking, if you wrote down some notes, you could certainly look at those. Once you hear that timer go off, you can stop speaking and it's time for step three, listen. Now, if you're feeling particularly anxious or frustrated, I recommend that you don't listen immediately. Give yourself a little break. Go do something else. Go take a walk. Come back later. It can be an hour later or even a day later. This helps to have a more objective perspective when you go to listen to your first recording. I also want to give you permission to not like your first recording. I didn't like my first one. I don't even like my first YouTube videos that I did a few years ago. It's okay if we observe ourselves and see things that we don't like. This gives us the opportunity to improve. Once you're ready, I do want you to go listen to yourself. And I want you to observe a few things. I want you to evaluate while you listen. Here are three questions I recommend you ask yourself. Number one, what did I do well? There is at least one thing that you did particularly well in your recording. I promise you that. Now, there may be mistakes. There may be some difficulty with pronunciation. You might have felt stuck and gotten lost. Maybe you forgot some important words. All of that's okay. This was your first time. And it's a practice activity. So again, it's totally okay. It's perfectly normal. But there is one thing that you did well, and I want you to identify what it is. The second question I want you to ask yourself is there anything I wish I could change? This is your opportunity to identify those opportunities for improvement. You might identify some grammar mistakes, or you might think, oh, I should have used this other word or this other idiom. Why didn't I use it? Maybe you noticed that there was some difficulty with verb tenses. That's okay. Write down what you observe. And then question three, what would you do differently next time? Review that list. Review your notes from question two and take notes about things that you want to do a little differently if you record again. You might even look at your initial notes and write down some new ideas of how you might answer that particular question. Any time that we reflect on something that we've done, new information, new ideas come to our mind. You can put all of that down on paper, and then you can repeat. You can implement what you want to change. This is what I love about the process. It teaches you to make those changes, to be in control, and to make the improvements you want to make. Even better, instead of just understanding English when other people use it, you're learning how to use the English that you've been learning for years. This process of preparing, speaking, listening, and evaluating allows you to use and put into practice everything that you've learned. Now, it may not be easy, and that's okay, but it does get easier. I want you to think for a moment about someone who wants to learn how to swim as an adult. And they're a little bit nervous about it, so they start by watching some YouTube videos about how to swim. And maybe they're really excited about it. They even read a book about swimming, or they listen to some podcasts from some professional swimmers on how to have the best stroke, how to move your muscles, how to breathe appropriately in the water. All of that knowledge is up here. But when they jump into the pool for the very first time, they won't do all of that perfectly. That knowledge is here. It's not lost. It's not wasted. But it's going to take time to teach their body how to use all of that knowledge. This is exactly the same thing. When you follow this process, when you practice speaking, you are jumping into the pool for the first time. It may not be perfect the very first time that you practice, but all the years that you've been studying English are not wasted. This is going to give you the opportunity to put it into practice and to begin using it with accuracy regularly. This practice will also help you gain confidence. You might not like the sound of your voice at the beginning, and that's okay. But I promise you that if you continue this process, that will change. You'll actually start to enjoy hearing your voice. It will start to sound like you, and you'll appreciate that. You'll also start to notice that progress. And that gives us renewed confidence. You'll have new confidence when you hear that progress. And that confidence is going to give you the motivation to keep going. And as you keep doing this, as you repeat this activity over time, That's where fluency comes from. The ability to use all of the grammar structures, the vocabulary, everything that you've learned, to use it smoothly in conversation. That's what fluency is. And this consistent practice will help you achieve that. And ultimately, you will have the confidence to say what you want to say in English with clarity, fluency, and freedom. To put all of this into action, to take your first step today, here's what I want you to do. I have a PDF available for you. You'll find it just below this video. You'll see on that PDF that I have a question I want you to answer for your first practice. The question is, what did you do yesterday? Now, I know that might seem like a really simple, very basic question, but remember, the first time that you record yourself, it is going to make you feel nervous. And when that anxiety increases, it simulates real life. It makes it difficult to think in the moment. So I want to start with something a bit simpler for this very first activity. I want you to be able to speak for a full minute on a topic. I also want you to take a moment to think about that question. Notice that it's focused on the past simple. It's focused on yesterday. So most of the sentences you're likely to use, or at least the first sentences, will probably be in the past simple tense. This is that process of preparing. And you can ask yourself a few key questions. What did you do yesterday? Who did you talk to? Who did you see? Where did you go? Take a few minutes to write down some notes. Then, when you're ready, get your timer, set it for 60 seconds, hit start, begin recording, speak for a full minute. If you get stuck, don't worry about it, just keep going. And then I want you to listen to it and evaluate yourself, asking those three key questions. What did I do well? What do I wish I could change? And what will I do differently next time? Then record it again. Repeat the process, aiming to implement those changes that you identified. In total, this practice will probably take you 10 to 15 minutes. It's not a long time, but it is extremely efficient and effective. I shared at the beginning that this is an in-depth training, and I do want to send you a part two tomorrow because I know that you're going to have some questions for me. In part two, I want to answer some questions I often receive, such as, how long do you need to do this in order to see progress? And don't you need feedback from a teacher to know if you're making progress? With that, I'll also share a step-by-step 4-week process to help you implement a meaningful English habit that allows you to prepare, speak, listen, and evaluate so that you gain the confidence to say what you want in English. I'll also share with you my own story of how I started to use this same strategy for myself. To finish for today, I want to remind you that you are 100% capable of English confidence and fluency. This is how it happens. Thank you so much for downloading this How to Say What You Want in English training, and I'll see you tomorrow.